You're breaking and entering, you know.
Oh, good evening, Detective. What a pleasant surprise. I wasn't expecting a visitor at this hour. What do I owe the pleasure?
Ugh. I thought we were through with the interrogations, Detective.
You're right, I haven't answered all your questions.
Because I very much enjoy living, and I want to stay that way.
Protection? How are you going to offer me protection?
You'd be with me all the time? Watching out for me? Watching me? You like to watch, don't you, Detective?
Well, that may surprise you to know this, but I can take care of myself.
Here, have a seat.
May I get you a drink? A scotch, perhaps?
I know it's your favorite. That's what you order at the club.
Yes, I've seen you at the club. You always come in around towards the end of the night. No doubt trying to shake Big Boy down for something. But you know I also perform the final number of the night, too. And you never seem to miss that.
Did you like my dress tonight, Detective? It was beautiful. Silver satin covered in crystals. It was dazzling in the lights, wasn't it? Hugging every curve of my body. Did you like watching it shimmer and slide up and down as I moved across the stage?
Oh, Detective, I always know when you're there. You stick out like a sore thumb. But it's more than that. I know you're there because I can feel your eyes on me, even if I may not be able to see you.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, yes, let's get down to business. Here. Here's your drink.
Put something on. I do have something on.
Why? Is my black silk robe distracting you, Detective?
Do you want to frisk me? Make sure I'm not wearing a wire?
I mean, if you want me to change into something else, I can take off this robe and...
Okay. I'll leave it on then. For now.
Yes, I know you have questions, Detective. But I have questions of my own.
Quid pro quo, Detective. I'll answer your questions if you answer mine.
Do we have a deal?
Okay, then. You go first.
You know I was at the club that night. We went over this before.
Yes, Big Boy left around 10 and got back around 11:30.
No, I don't know where he went.
Even if I did ask him, he wouldn't tell me. He'd slap me on the ass or slap me in the face and tell me not to get involved with his affairs.
Just look pretty and sing, he would say.
So, to answer your question, I don't know where Big Boy was during that time.
Did I know Lips went missing around that time, too?
They haven't found his body yet?
No. I'm sure it will turn up soon.
I don't know. All of it seems like a coincidence to me, Detective.
Now, it's my turn.
Do you find me attractive, Detective?
That's not a silly question. A lady wants to know.
So, do you? You do find me attractive. See? That wasn't so hard. Okay. Your turn. Yes, I know Big Boy is moving money through the club. It's mostly drug money. How are they moving it? You know the cigarette girls that walk around? Well, let's just say they're carrying more than cigarettes. I saw you talking to one of them the other night. It was right under your nose, Detective, and you didn't even know. Perhaps you are a little distracted. Oh, did I hit a nerve? The chief is really on you to get Big Boy, isn't he? But you've barely scratched the surface of his operations. You're flailing, Detective. You're so desperate for answers that you even came here trying to shake me down for more information. Or maybe you're here for a different reason. You look frustrated, Detective. So many late nights and dead ends. Maybe you should take a break from hassling Big Boy and focus on what's really bothering you. Oh, come on. Are you going to make me say it? You're running your hands through your hair, slamming your fists down on the table. You haven't sat down since you got here. You're so wound up. Do you want me, Detective? It's my turn to ask, and it's a simple question. Do you want me? Yes or no? Why are you fighting it? Just give in. I'm right here. Flesh and blood. No? Fine. Then enjoy this torture by yourself. I'm not going to pretend there isn't something between us, but if you want to, you can do it alone. You know where the door is. And don't bother with your protection. I don't need your stupid... Oh, Detective. Oh, I waited so long for you to do that. Oh, I feel your hands on my body. Yes, you can open my robe up. Oh, yes, Detective. Oh, yes, feel my breasts. Feel how hard my nipples are for you. I can feel how hard you are through your pants. Let me help you out with that, Detective. So hard. So hard and ready for me. Detective, I can taste your frustration. All this pent-up energy. Oh.
Let it all out. Oh. Taste that pre-cum. Oh, I know you want me, detective. Oh, that's it. Push me up against the wall. Where are you going? And push your face in deeper. Oh, yes. Oh, detective. Oh, detective, please. Please, I want you inside me. Please. Good to finally get some release. Yes. It's okay, detective. I'm gonna protect you.